I guess the investigation really starts now. Will there be an independent inquiry into the sacking of Alan Stajic, and how much did it derail the Matildas World Cup campaign after being bundled out in the round of 16, which is way, way, way short of the expectations of most people? Phil Moss, good morning.
Good morning, TK. Morning, Stewie.
Hey, Mossy.
What do you make of it, mate? We haven't spoken since the blunders.
Yeah, look, that's right. And look, you know, Football Coaches Australia, we've kept our powder dry to some degree. But now that the World Cup's out of way, and that was out of respect to the Matildas, to the players and the coaches, Ante Milicic and his staff, because leading into a tournament like that, the focus should be on the football. Unfortunately, it wasn't for much of the preparation, but now is the time to absolutely demand an independent inquiry. And look, it's not an independent inquiry just into the sacking of Alan Stajic. It's into the process, the decision-making process that allowed such a big decision to come so late in a World Cup cycle, 5 months out from a World Cup. You know, in Australia, we need world best practice governance, and we don't believe that was the case in making such a big decision and really disrupting the preparation of a fantastic group of players 5 months out from a World Cup.
When you say independent, does that mean an external third party with no link, not appointed by the FFA, or when you say FFA appointed independent review? Because there's a little bit of a difference, because
I think you're being kind there, Stewie. I think there's a big difference, and you're spot on, mate. I think it needs to be completely independent of FFA, and it's not just a review, as I said, into the sacking of Alan Stajic and the World Cup performance. I think it's got to be wholly and solely independent review into the whole process. And, you know, Football Coaches Australia, we're adamant that that's the way it must be. And we're also adamant that we need to be a part of the process of selecting who actually runs that review, because it can't be agenda-driven. It needs to be completely independent. And you know, the findings of that review need to be implemented. I know there's a lot of priorities in the game at the moment, including the independently run A-League and a whole host of things. But this is very, very important moving forward, that major decisions are given procedural fairness and due process.
Yeah, certainly a lot to be played out in this space, and we'll be watching with bated breath. One of the stories out of the World Cup was Sam Kerr, and she scored a few goals. She made some comments. She made an outburst or two. But where does that leave Sam Kerr as far as her football future goes? Because she can obviously come back here and play, no question about that. But does she want to come back here and play?
Well, look, I think the W League and Australia are very, very close to Sam Kerr's heart. I think that's there for all to see. But she's got a career, and you know, all athletes have got to make the most of their career. She plays in America. She's been playing in the W League as well with Perth Glory. She's our marquee for the local league. But there's also interest reportedly from England and a massive club like Chelsea. And I think we've seen in this World Cup, and we continue to see, how much investment there is in the women's game throughout Europe. So, you know, you certainly couldn't begrudge Sam Kerr the opportunity to go to England and test her wares there. But certainly we don't need to lose her. There's no doubt about that. And we can't afford to lose her. But the W League does need certainly a real injection of investment. And Ante Milicic said as much at the end of the tournament.
Yeah, but can we afford it, Mossy? I mean, where's the money?
Well, that's right, TK, and that's for smarter people than me to...
Oh, no, I understand, you know that. I'm just saying, like, geez, we can't fund our comps now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and this is part of the reason that the A-League wants to go independent, the owners want to go independent, but if that happens, then, you know, there's no doubt they're going to have to dip into their pockets more.
Yeah.
But the W-League, as it stands, is a 9-team competition with 12 competition games. And a final series. So that is not enough to, even if you take away the, and I know it's always down to the dollar, but if you take away whatever the added costs would be to get it up to at least an 18 or 20 game season, that's an absolute must, because 12 games clearly is not enough to develop footballers at the elite level.
It's also not enough to sell to TV stations for large chunks of money. To have more money in the game, the reality is you need a TV deal. Doesn't matter what sport it is. So, yes, they've got a TV deal and they do bits and pieces, but it's nowhere near enough. And if they, you know, it becomes a real commercial argument, and it's not a moral argument, because we all agree that if the money was there, then everyone should be paid evenly. But then it becomes a commercial argument, doesn't it? Yeah. So, just turning to Melbourne Victory, they've got a new coach.
It looks like it. There should be an announcement today. If the rumour mill is correct, Marco Kurz will make the big jump from Adelaide to Melbourne Victory. And I say a big jump because there's a heated rivalry between those two clubs, as we know, over the years, going back to the Cosmina and Musket days. He's a real character, Marco Kurz. And if he is to be appointed today to Melbourne Victory, it's great to see him staying in the A-League. Mm-hmm. He does walk a fine line with referees at times, but he is part of the entertainment package on game day. And, a very good coach, had great success with Adelaide, won the FFA Cup and got them to the semi-finals this season as well. So, let's wait and see. But that is the strong male.
Always good to chat, Mossy.
Good on you guys. Have a great day.